We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And all the anticipation has been growing for weeks. The time's almost here. That's right. Baseball is coming back next week. And no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to put you in the center of the action, DraftKings Sportsbook celebrating a new season with a real special promotion. Before the season starts, you place a bet of at least $25 on who will be crowned the champion of baseball, and they'll give you a $25 free bet to use on opening day. That's a great deal. You don't want to miss it. And the way you get that great deal is by downloading the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and using code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And it is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. And, you know, little inside baseball stuff here, Andy. As most folks know, with the pandemic, we are not in a studio together. We're recording remotely. You're in Shea Stadium. Is that it? Yeah. Shea Stadium. I like that.
Thank you.
Shea Stadium.
Mets fan.
But we are able to communicate with each other. We have a little note section here that it'll pop up on my screen if Andy wants to tell me something. And he has chosen to tell me this. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, which is Andy's way of saying, Jim, do not forget like you normally do to announce the winner of the Ask Ross segment. And that winner is Jay from Delaware. So congratulations, Jay. And thank you, Andy, for the reminder. All right. As I said, it's quarter number four. And what we're going to do in this segment, it's what we're going to call the fourth quarter five. And it's unfortunate that our buddy Bob Flounders isn't here for this, because this was his idea. And for this segment, Bob gave me a couple different ideas. And it's interesting. He always has all of his segment ideas. There's groups of five. So this idea for today is we're going to talk about five seniors on the team, and we're going to rank them based on their importance. And those five players are Will Fries, Michael Mennett, Shaka Toney, Tariq Castro-Fields, and Antonio Shelton. And what we're going to go through them one by one, Andy, and we're going to progress from number five to number one. The final guy will be the one that you think is the most important of the five. So let's start out right now with your number five player among this group as far as importance goes to the 2020 season.
Right. So they're all valuable because they're starters and veterans, right? So my number five is right tackle Will Fries. And the reason he's my number five on this importance list is more about what's available behind him in terms of depth and other options, and less about, you know, Will's value as a starting right tackle. He's the starting right tackle for a reason, right? But you also have proven veteran swing tackle Dez Holmes. He could play there. You have a talented second-year offensive lineman in Caden Wallace as well. He could play there. Are they the optimal options? Obviously not. Will Fries is your optimal option, but when you've got two guys that could back you up and still play the position, and you would think, you know what, I still think we'll be okay there, that sort of limits his importance in terms of this list. So that's why Will's my number five.
That's a good call, Andy, in terms of looking at this as far as depth goes. And in some ways, you can talk in terms of what does the backup look like with each one of these players. My only argument for the higher value for Will Fries would be, what is the value? What is the positional value? And I think both tackle positions are so important in a game. There's game-changing plays are made because a tackle might make a mistake. All right, who do you have at number four, Andy?
So at number four is defensive end Shaka Toney. And when I'm going to talk about Shaka, I want to start by saying this. Overall, Penn State defensively is better whenever Shaka Toney is on the field. At any point, if anybody else other than Shaka Toney is at that defensive end position where he would be lining up, that is not Penn State's absolute best defense to me. But he's the number four, again, a little bit of the depth thing, because I think he's a very valuable player. I think he's developed into a better run stopper, and he can always bring it off the edge, and you'd still like him to see more consistency. But I think you've got the edge option behind him in Adisa Isaac, who's going to be a monster in the future. But if he was playing now, would you be worried? I don't think so, but I'd still rather have Shaka Toney on the field. And don't forget about Shane Simmons, remember? He's also in the mix in terms of the depth at this position. The best option is still Toney, but I think with what's behind him and what they bring to the table, that's why Shaka is number four on my importance list.
I agree with you on that one, Andy. Looking at, you know, the two guys that are backups at defensive end in Adisa Isaac and Shane Simmons, you know, I feel pretty good about both of those players. The only thing at that position, too, is they do, as opposed to on offense with the tackles, they don't rotate them normally, where on defense, there is a normal rotation.
Correct.
And I'm more concerned about not so much what it would do at the starting position, but what it would do to the depth at that position.
Right.
I feel like between the two defensive ends, they're four deep, but it'd be tough to go beyond that. All right, those are the first two, Will Fries and Shaka Toney. Who's number three in our countdown?
So to me, my number three is Antonio Shelton. He's number three because what they ask him to do and what he's capable of doing, he does very, very, very well. Behind him, I see nothing. Absolutely nothing capable of doing what they want him to do and what he's good at. And I think that's sort of a sticking point. So his importance is high to me. You can always get sort of a, you know, gap filling, you know, blocker taking tackle to sort of fill a hole. But can they do it well is the option. That's why Antonio's number three to me. It'd be ideal if they could limit his snaps. But in terms of my observation and what's behind him, the more he plays, the better off the defensive line is. But he can't play every snap, obviously. So that's where I see a potential for the biggest single drop off of any single position on defense, any single position when he's not playing. That's why he's my number three.
Right now I'm veering off a little bit, but Fred Hanser is listed as his backup. Give me your quick analysis of him and why the drop-off would be so great compared to Shelton.
Trainwreck, first attempt at seeing Fred Hanser on a Big Ten college football field. Absolute train wreck, right? Like, get him off the field. That was his first thing. He had the injury. He came back. He was a little hot and cold last year. He was starting to show a little bit of the ability to manage that position, but he just can't manage it like Antonio. Right? Snap after snap after snap. So that's the difference for me. I don't think Fred Hansard is like, oh my gosh, if Fred Hansard's on the field, they have a real problem anymore. But I also don't think it is some guy that you want out there 30 to 35 snaps a game, right?
Okay. Gotcha.
Let's go.
We have two more left.
Let's do them.
We have Michael Mennett and Tariq Castro-Fields, who are going to be our number two and number one guy in importance on this five-man list. Who are you going with for number two?
Tariq Castro-Fields. I know the Lions have some young and extremely talented depth at that position. I do. You know, Donovan Johnson. You know, they've got Joey Porter Jr., who we don't know, a lot about. You know, you throw Marquise Keaton Ellis Wilson in there. Yeah, Marquise Wilson is a veteran. Ellis. Here's the bottom line. Why is Castro Fields number two to me? He's the best cover talent-wise on the team. He has NFL caliber skills. End of story. That's it.
Well, you've got to have a guy like that on the field. I think that's a good call because, you know, the youngsters that you mentioned, and we've often talked about Marquise Wilson, Keaton Ellis, and, you know, Joey Porter Jr. coming up, and that really bodes well for the future of the position, I believe. But it is nice to have that guy, the lead dog, that guy that you can say, let's put him on that best receiver on the other team and lock him down. And Tariq Castro Fields not only has the physical skills, but now he's a veteran. He's been around long enough, and you hope he's now healthy. He had some issues late in the season last year. Hopefully he's over that from all reports that we're getting. He is. So I'm with you. He deserves to be ranked fairly high on this list. So at number two, I think that's a great call. And that leaves us with one man standing as your number one guy on this list, which is center Michael Mennett.
So Michael's developed into a very high-quality offensive lineman, right? He started a little bit at guard, moved to center. He's stable, capable, intuitive, smart, athletic, and he's a potential NFL center in today's game, right? So the other thing I was thinking about with Michael as the center, making the calls and all the things I just listed, they do everything in the shotgun. How often do you see a shaky snap from Michael? Think about it.
Not often.
Yeah,
not
right.
Not often.
So that's something you forget is like, you forget in the last 2 years, like, Michael's pretty good snapping the ball. It kind of gets overlooked. You know, you go down the domino effect of if something happens to Michael Marconaut's play, Michael's not able to play, who plays center, right? Does Mike Miranda slide over? Well, then you're moving one of your starting guards over to center. That's a possibility. Juice Scruggs, I think, is the center of the future, but he's coming off a back injury related to an unfortunate accident. He's the guy that's next in line. Is he ready? We don't know how. We know that back injury was severe, so I'm just glad Juice is back playing football. But in terms of importance and some of the dominoes, it is Michael Mennett.
I think that's a real good call. I want so badly, Andy, to tell you why you are so wrong with your list, but I just can't do it.
Of
very good
can.
List. I
thank you.
I could find little things. It would be nitpicking, but I think you did a good job with it. A great job, in fact. That's our show for today. Be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.